It's Marketplace Tech for December 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Right now is a good time to be in the business of building software for business. This week, Facebook announced that it would launch its new Facebook for Work social network early next year. And an Australian company called Atlassian had its initial public offering on the NASDAQ this week. The work efficiency software company's debut went very well, with its stock jumping 30%. At the end of trading yesterday, Atlassian was valued at $5.6 billion. Jay Simons is president of Atlassian. You're having a good week.
Well, I mean, it's an exciting day for Atlassian. It's exciting for our employees and our customers. And, you know, I guess the excitement in the public markets is a reflection of, you know, the business that we've worked really hard to build over 13 years, and I think it's a pretty unique and special business, and so we feel pretty good.
So tell me about that business. If you're describing to someone what Atlassian does, what does it do?
We make software for teams. That's the simplest way to put it. And every team needs a way to organize shared work, to create content as a team, and to discuss things as a team, and we provide products, Jira, Confluence, and HipChat in all three of those categories. And our mission as a company is to unleash the potential in what teams can do.
Tell me what it's been like to be an entrepreneur in Australia.
The company was started in 2002, and as you probably remember, that was nuclear winter for tech. And so I think it had to think differently about the type of business that it built and the way that it reached customers globally. And, you know, that I think has produced a really unique and special company. We've had 10 years of profitability. You know, we've, amassed a pretty venerable customer franchise of more than 50,000 companies that are pretty enthusiastic about our products. And, you know, we've pioneered a new way of selling software to businesses online rather than the traditional model with salespeople. And I think, you know, the reception, you know, in the public markets today is kind of a recognition of just how unique those attributes are to companies.
What's the end game for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's more than 800 million knowledge workers around the world. And so I think we're just in the early innings of what we hope to accomplish. You know, our ambition is to have, you know, every employee inside of every company using Atlassian product every day. And so I think what's next for us is continuing, you know, in pursuit of that mission and that ambition.
Jay Simons is president of Atlassian. Jay, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Ben.
It's Friday, and you know what time it is, Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Robinson Meyer, associate editor at The Atlantic. Robinson, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news?
I am ready to play.
That was almost robot voice, which I really like. Let's keep, let's definitely keep that going, whatever that is.
Good.
$1.4 million. This is a dollar value amount, $1.4 million.
It is the size of this week, Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin hoard.
It's too small for that. I'll give it to you. The amount in real dollars, according to the International Computer Science Institute in Berkeley, California, that flow into the system every day to buy the roughly 3,600 Bitcoins created by miners who run these intensive computations necessary to, you know, mine the Bitcoin and keep track of the Bitcoin transactions. So, all right, what do you got for me?
1.5 degrees.
This is, according to weather data, how much warmer the Pacific Ocean has gotten in the last year and a half.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not quite it.
I give up.
Hit me. 1.5 degrees Celsius is what it looks like the Paris Agreement will say is the acceptable level of global warming that can occur by 2100.
All right. 75.1%.
Yahoo's value that comes from its Alibaba stake.
This is actually, I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for the percent of American households that had a broadband internet service in 2014, according to a new report from the Brookings Institution. So the report also shows their There's enormous variation in U.S. digital connectivity across demographic groups and also between metropolitan areas. So places on the East Coast, as you might imagine, have a lot – or the coasts, I should say, as you might imagine, have a lot more broadband connectivity than some other metropolitan areas in other parts of the country. So, all right, what do you got for me?
Let's do 2,624 apps.
The end of a version of a Christmas song that I would like to make up? No, I got nothing. I don't know. The number of apps that were added to the App Store in the last 5 minutes? I'm not sure.
That's probably not wrong. It is the number of apps that were added to the Apple TV App Store since it debuted a little more than a month ago. It's like more than were added to the iPhone App Store. But of course, we didn't know then how big the iPhone App Store would get and just how much economic activity it would generate. And the Apple TV App Store, I feel like there's a lot of interest because it's you know, an Apple product. But also, it's not really clear how big this device is going to be. And in fact, there was news this week that Apple is not going ahead with its kind of cable debundling plans that it said it might.
Rob Meyer is associate editor at The Atlantic. Rob, thank you very much for playing along.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
By the way, this week's Codebreaker episode was about decisive machines. It has sound from War Games, Terminator, and lots more. You can find it on iTunes or at the website codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.